Joseph Basic of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and I'm fired up this time. We got him. I'm going to induct you into the Barn Burner Hall of Fame. You're the first inductee now into the Barn Burner Hall of Fame. It's the Schwartz, Roddy Schwartz. Yes, the host of the Hockey Report, soon to be back on Barn Burner, not TSPN, Barn Burner. Lonnie, how's your summer? I hear you went to Israel and you captured a medal. Did you bring back a medal for me, or do I have to get it to Norm through that metal detector in his head?
Well, first of all, it's nice to be on Barn Burner. I know we changed the branding over very recently. And, of course, the Hockey Report is getting ready to get fired up. But we'll talk about that in a second. You just asked about Israel. Yes, apparently I am the best 40-year-old Jewish goaltender in Canada. And we went to Israel for the Maccabi Games. It was the 20th Maccabi Games. We played our games in Jerusalem, which was really cool, actually, because most of the games, in fact, all the games, because it was the only arena in Israel for the longest time, were the Matula, but Gary Bettman, I know, the evil, vile, terrible, awful, we can't believe he is even a man worthy of walking on the soil we share, Bettman, gathered a bunch of NHL owners, and they retrofitted at Pace Arena. Pace Arena is where Maccabi Hapoel plays. And basketball is huge in Israel. So retrofitting that big rink right in the middle of Jerusalem, I found out, hold on, I got to clear my throat. I feel like I'm a 90s hip-hop song. Hold on one second. Now let me clear my throat. Did that do well for karaoke? Would that have settled for karaoke?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Karaoke right now on barnburner.ca. Anyway, I also found out that Canada, us, the men's masters team, were the first team to share the ice in a game situation on that very surface when we played against Team USA. So really cool experience. We came back. We won a silver medal because we were up against a pro hockey team in the final that were not clearing my throat.
Hold on. Is the loss in the gold medal game, do I have to blame it on the goalie or what?
Not at all. I had the game of my life. We played against, without getting into too much history throughout the tournament, because we've got other matters to get to that I'm sure are on more minds than the Schwartz's journey of hockey in Israel. But we played against the Ukraine. Most of their lineup weren't Jewish. This is an event to celebrate Jewish athletes. However, there is a footnote to it. They came on board late, because Germany and Great Britain, they backed out. So we needed a team, and Ukraine, having participated before, said, okay. They were captained by Alexei Zhitnik.
You might
remember that name.
Yeah, Buffalo Sabre.
kind of an NHL all-star. And then there was another guy who played in the show, seven guys on the KHL, and two guys, the rest of the team, Division One, Division Three in Europe. So we played against the pro hockey team. So we lost 6-2, but we can hold our heads up knowing we beat Team USA in the semifinals. So we won silver. We were the best Jewish team there. And by losing 6-2, I think 80 shots. 80
wow.
shots on net. So it was one of the greatest games I've ever played, and it was a lot of fun to play and be there. So that's it. We can stick a fork in McComas. It's all good.
Well,
we went over the Israeli experience, but we got more National Hockey League experience than we're talking about, don't we?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna touch on that, but first of all, Mazel Tov, you're the first ever Barn Burner host to have a silver medal. That's why you're in the Hall of Fame. But all kidding aside, great job there. Great job. And Lonnie Schwartz, certainly going to be a big part of the Hockey Report, the host of the Hockey Report. Now, let's get to some NHL hockey. We're about 2 weeks into the season. And if I told you the Vegas Knights are 4-1, one of the best teams so far in this early season, considering what happened a few weeks ago in Vegas, isn't this a great story?
Oh, it's a great story indeed, Joe. And look, Vegas strong. We can say what we can say politically, but we're not. We're here to talk about hockey and how they handled the situation. A great opening night. They kept it somber. Derek Englund sharing some personal stories about having become a resident in Las Vegas, met his wife in Las Vegas, kids in Vegas. So he's a big part of that community. And the team, name aside, which I know we still probably have some issues with, did everything right on their opening night. And they did everything right, apparently, in their expansion draft. A lot of people were scratching their heads about them going, wait, you picked that guy? But apparently, George McVie, who is no rookie GM, did himself a fine job of acquiring some good talent. They meshed together well in the offseason. Anybody paying attention to social media could see that they really delved into the community, got people aware about what was coming. They didn't just sit around and wait to do that because, let's face it, Las Vegas isn't what you would deem a traditional hockey market, despite how long they've been grooming them, what with the NHL awards being there for a better part of a decade now. So anyhow, Vegas doing it right on the ice, off the ice, although they just lost Marc-Andre Fleury to a concussion, which is clearly not the first of his career. They've got Malcolm Subban in net right now, who beat the Bruins, the team that waived him for his first NHL victory, younger brother, of course, of Pernell Carl, better known as PK Subban.
All right, now, if Vegas is a good story, let's head to the bad start of the year. Edmonton Oilers and New York Rangers. Rangers are 1-5. The Oilers are 1-3-0. Arguably, a lot of people said Edmonton is going to compete, maybe even get to the Stanley Cup final. And, of course, the Rangers are a perennial, every time a favorite in the second round or semifinals. Bad starts. Do you expect these two teams, specifically Edmonton, to bounce back?
Well, Joe, I know this is, it's like it's low-lying fruit, and I don't say this disrespectfully, but we haven't hit the hockey report yet, and you know how I roll. If you haven't listened to the hockey report, you might want to do yourself a solid and get familiar. But any which way, I don't hit panic buttons when we haven't even had more than a month into a season. We're looking at the Edmonton Oilers, a team with a dearth of talent. They've got great goaltending. He had a couple of hiccups. So what? So did Freddie Anderson last year, and people were losing their minds on Toronto. And, oh, yeah, Toronto made the playoffs. So did Edmonton. So they've got too much talent in Edmonton and a good coach. All around, they're a very well-rounded team. There's nothing to panic about yet. You got blown out a couple of times. Okay. Are playoff implications really on the line? Six games in? My math here. Hold on. Six games.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna wave any flags because it's not necessary. And New York, we've been waving a flag for a very long time because we were looking at, you look at their drafting, you look at the fact that Henrik Lundqvist may not be the king for much longer, or at least he may just pass on the crown. He'll keep the nickname, but I mean, he's getting older and you start to trail when you get into your mid-30s, towards your late-30s, and that's where Henrik Lundqvist is starting to get towards into his age. But you never know. Last year, he ended up playing strong in the playoffs. Everybody wrote him off. And there's King Henrik showing, oh, hold on, I got, like, I'm not dead. So the lineup in New York, though, let's face it, doesn't have a Connor McDavid. Like, Matt Zuccarello is still your offensive superstar. And no disrespect to Matt. I've got him in a couple of my keeper fantasy pools. I like the guy, but he's not a megastar. New York doesn't really have that luxury. Even though they did get Kevin Shattenkirk to help anchor that blue line with Ryan McDonough now, and they got rid of Dan Girardi, it's still a good hockey team. It's not a great hockey team. You tell me, what superstar is on that team? Is there one? Outside of Lundqvist? Really? So, anyway, that's just kind of my take right now, because I think about this stuff, and I go, hold on, have you ever panicked? No. Well, why start now? So I'm not going to start now. I'm never going to start. No, unless we're talking about Toronto Blue Jays, where you start your season 0-9 and no team in baseball history has ever made the playoffs starting 0-9. There's no precedent like that for hockey quite like that. So, you know, you can have a slow start. It's not ideal, but, you know, don't be like Donald Trump just stroking the red phone whenever Rocket Man talks.
Now, I for people who haven't heard the hockey report, first of all, why haven't you? Second of all, your team is the Montreal Canadiens, Montreal Canadiens. Let's close out on this with the Montreal Canadiens, your team. 8 goals in like 5 games. Are you going to come out and forget about being the goalie? Are you going to play forward for the Montreal Canadiens? Because they need some help. They need some help. I don't care if you're 40 years old, 20 years old, 10 years old. They need help where they could – you could score 2 goals a year. That's already a quarter of the goals that they already have scored.
Joe, allow me to do this. I will set this table back to a year ago when barnburner.ca went by another web address and another name. And we were discussing this with the late night vampire, the broadcast legend, Stormin Norman Ruth. Yes. We're setting this table now. You, me, the broadcast legend. And we're talking hockey, and we're prognosticating, even though the Schwartz doesn't like the prognostication much. And what was I saying about the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah, make the playoffs.
Before Steve Dangle started stroking himself publicly over all this season with his helmet on and ripping off my gimmick from 10 years ago, okay? Let's just talk turkey here from back a year ago. Oh, yes, the Leafs will make the playoffs. Did they make the playoffs? Yes.
Yes.
Is this a team worthy of being excited about? And I spoke about it in relative terms, not in a basement that looks like – I'm sorry. I'm not going to take another swipe at Dangle. He's an excitable guy. He's an excitable guy. There's a lot of people like him. I know I can be like him, but I'm not going to slide you back.
Hold on. I think you need a program. You got the Hockey Report. How about the Hockey Report on some other major network? Because you need to grow a beard, a long beard, have your face tattooed in, let's say, blue and white, but not blue and white, maybe red, white, and blue like Montreal.
No,
and maybe they give you a show.
I'm not even going to talk about this. A dark guy, forget it. What we can talk about, I can talk about him on the Hockey Report with the full colorful language that I normally would load into somebody with. And
well, I'm telling people to tune in. Come on,
yeah,
I'm getting a sneak peek.
To the Hockey Report. You can listen to some guy with like no qualifications whatsoever, and I'm sure someone's there in the room holding his hands, like, now you have to say PSN 1050. Okay. Forget about it. I'll give my respects to Dangle. He worked real hard at what he does. He honed his craft. He's been paying his dues on YouTube. Dart guy painted his face and was smoking a cigarette. I didn't know that was qualifications for a broadcasting gig. But anyway, back to Lake Lovia, back to where we were discussing last year, how I thought Montreal, outside of Carey Price, and I've been maintaining this forever, cannot score goals. What's Montreal's problem? Scoring goals. So what does Bergevin go out and do? Oh, yeah, I'm going to get Mark straight. He's on waivers already. I'm not going to re-sign Andre Markov. I'm not going to re-sign Radulov. And a buddy of mine who's a big Habs fan just pointed out, oh, yeah, we've got $9 million in cap space. How did you not take one, if not two, of those players with that kind of money, even though you know you need offense? But here's another thing I'm going to throw out here, and it's fashionable to beat up on Bergevin. This problem with the Montreal Canadiens, as I've mentioned to you, as I've said on the Hockey Report, is systemic. It's happened for more than 2 decades now, and all of a sudden, we're cluing in that their offense is terrible, that they have no prospects to really get excited about. I've been saying this for more than 10 years already, and I don't like to sit here and stroke my ego like Samson strokes his hair, but still, I've been saying this for years. I like the Habs. I love the Habs. I bleed for that team like any true fan, but I'm not delusional. They're a bad hockey team. They've had bad management. They've had bad drafting. The stat that shocked me over the summer was that since 2008, Montreal is dead last in this category. Since 2008, they've had 4 players drafted, 4 that have played more than 100 games in the National Hockey League. 4. In 9 years, 4 players. That predates Bergevin. So while it's nice to beat up on him, and it's clear that he's just taking up the mantle of ineptitude and carrying on that legacy, these are the Ballard years for the Montreal Canadiens. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. And for any Montreal fan that ever thumbed their nose at a Leaf fan while Harold Ballard was the owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs, look in the mirror and repeat after me. Welcome to our Ballard years. Welcome to our Ballard years. No Russians in Toronto, only French Canadians in Montreal. Like, insanity. Insanity. Total and utter insanity in terms of how that team and organization has been run, the advantage they've taken of their fans across Canada, because they are arguably the most popular team. Depends on the survey in the year. It flips between Toronto and Montreal. I'm sorry, everyone else, but Canada's team is either red, white, and blue, or blue and white. Suck it up. That's the facts. This is a team in dire straits beyond measure. They are one of the worst managed teams in the league, and it's unacceptable.
5-year extension for Bergeron.
Bergeron just got a 5-year extension? I beg your pardon?
Yes.
This news that just slipped under my nose?
It's a couple, maybe a month ago, he got an extension of 5 years.
Jeez, that's how much I haven't been paying attention. Shame on Schwartz. I need a 2-minute minor on that one. A little misconduct.
That's one of part of your segments there, but
God.
Do you think you mentioned about the
how did I miss that? I feel shame.
I'll put you 2 minutes in the penalty box, but since I can see you're the Hall of Famer now, I'll let you slide because you're hitting the wine, Manischewitz wine, and partying with the silver medal. Come on, I'll let you slip there, but 5-year extension. If I asked you which team has to be, you know, desperate enough, I know we're 5-6 games in, it has to be the Montreal Canadiens, hasn't it?
Desperate enough. What are they going to trade?
Well, forget about trade. You mentioned they have $9, $10 million in salary cap. Your buddy who beat you out, Alexei Shitnik, could come out there and instead of playing defense, they could play some forward, score some goals.
Yeah, they need to. Look, I'm not a general manager. I never will be a general manager. Hell, there's a really strong chance I'll never be on the mainstream media because everybody chooses to glance me over and make fun of me all the while hire people to steal my gimmick.
We're making ground here. And Lonnie, you're one of the Hall of Famers that are anchoring all
I know, baby. This is why I'm happy that I'm here, because the mainstream media is no fan of the Schwartz. I can tell you that. I'm the outsider, and I've accepted that role. A guy with his face painted gets a job over yours truly. Forget it. I'm happy to be with Barn Burner. Let the mainstream media settle for their mediocrity and their parrots and their brutal broadcasting and panic buttons and low-lying fruit. You can get that on your sports nets and your 590s with your infinitely more qualified broadcasters owing on TSN, or you can find some real entertainment and some real good insight on barnburner.ca, where you're not going to get it on those mainstream networks because they're a bunch of cowards, or there are a bunch of people who just dredge out the same formula and have different faces repeating the same news. But that's just my humble opinion.
Amen to that. And like you always crack open the bottle of beer when you first start out your show at the Hockey Report, I should crack open a bottle of beer and bring Norm here and bring a Stone Cold Steve Austin and all these people, because we could have a very good big party. But tell everybody, final thought here, tell everybody, if they didn't hear the Hockey Report, shame on you, but what can they expect from the Hockey Report throughout the season?
Well, the same as you heard as in the seasons past, because we've had a couple of different incarnations, but last year, while we were on the formerly known as TSPN.ca, now barnburner.ca, where we're fired up, I just got to wait for my lineman, Adam Karch. His schedule has changed a little bit this year, so we got to squeeze in when we can. We get a Hockey Report pumped out. I'm supposed to talk with him today about that because, like, I miss doing it. I miss entertaining. I miss talking about hockey. I miss making guys like Dart Guy feel like, well, maybe I should just stick to face paint and smoking darts. But we're going to be coming back. We got to be.
Not your first guest? Dart Guy's not going to be your first guest?
Oh, I was just about to drop an F-bomb. No. No.
All right.
No. Dark Guy is not on our show. Okay? In fact, this is going to be the last. This is going to be the last time. It's like how I reference the president in the United States. I don't really drop his name anymore. So we're not going to talk about a guy who got a job that was grossly unqualified. Okay? We're not going to talk about him. He's persona non grata. He is not a guest on the show. It's not going to happen. He has his own show to blather on about.
All kidding aside, the new Hall of Famer for barnburner.ca, a silver medalist. This guy is fantastic. He's the Schwartz, Lonnie Schwartz. He's looking for his line mate. Going to be back soon on the Hockey Report. I urge you to check out the Hockey Report, a classy, one of the best hockey podcasts in the world. Lonnie, you didn't pay me to say that. I truly believe that that is one of the best hockey podcasts in the world. And I'll put it up against, no offense to Steve Dangle, whoever else, I'll put it up and you'll see. Once it comes on barnburner.ca, drop me or Lonnie a line, because I'm telling you, one of the best podcasts in the world, hosted by the Schwartz, Bonnie Schwartz, the silver medalist. Let's go out to have some Manischewitz wine, right, Lonnie?
We should all get together and say hello, hi. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the accolades, but really, it's just about having a fun show with Adam, putting it out there on barnburner.ca. And to be called one of the best hockey podcasts in the world by you is really flattering. I'm really humbled by it. You know, I just like to go out, have some fun, talk about hockey in a different way that's a little more relatable than guys who put on a shirt and tie and talk about the same stuff. It's not in my nature. That's not what you're going to find. And you're talking to the guy and listening to the guy who's one of the originators of this style, not someone who's just come out now, you know, 10 years later, where the networks are going, oh yeah, maybe, you know, we should get these kinds of guys out there. I've been at this for a long time and I'm just happy to bring that brand to barnburner.ca. Thanks for having a home for the hockey report. I really mean that. And I'm really glad that, you know, I got to say thanks. I think you shared this a little bit off the top. You told me about this off air and that there were some emails even coming through going, where's the Schwartz? Where's the hockey report? And to anybody who emailed, anybody who was asking, I'm alive, I'm well, the voice is still working. Just got to work out the schedule with my line mate, Adam Karsh. And we'll be back at her, giving her. You're going to hear Schwartzy again. Hopefully I haven't upset too many residents in Cochrane, Alberta, and all the other good stuff that you've come to expect from the Hockey Report. And as Joe was saying, pumping my tires, they're overinflated now. If you've ever missed it, you go to barnburner.ca. We're fired up. Like Costanza, we're fired up, baby. We're fired
up. And Lonnie, don't forget, this year on the Hockey Report, I want you to take it shift by shift, your back against the wall, and, you know, the forecheck, keep the pole check, keep dragging the puck in, play the neutral zone, whatever you want to do, the cliches, the show. But the show, if you're a hockey fan, seriously, if you're a hockey fan, it's a must. The Hockey Report, back on barnburner.ca in a few weeks with the Schwartz, Lonnie Schwartz. Lonnie, thank you for this. And fans, check it out, the Hockey Report. Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Joe.